guitars and music tech. Today we're going to be talking about chords. We said it's the third part of how to write a melody, and we are going to be talking about chords. So far, we did some exercises, free ones at the beginning, writing a melody with no limitations, and then we limited ourselves to having a certain scale to play with. And today we're going to see how chords go into the equation. But before, what is a chord? If you've never heard about a chord, it's basically three notes played together, but they have to be different. So you go on a guitar, you go on a keyboard, you play any three notes on that keyboard, as long as they're not the same note, it's a chord. What's the name of the chord? That's a long story. But basically, there's two types of chords, the major ones and the minor ones. The major ones, they sound happy, and the minor ones, they sound kind of moody. I'd say sad a little bit, but not really, because a lot of happy songs use minor chords. So these are the major two types. There's a lot of additions to them. And when you add a fourth note, again, has to be different from the first three, it becomes a flavor. It becomes a different type of chord, but basically still in the major zone or in the minor zone. So the most famous one is the seventh note, and you have seventh chords. And then you have the ninth and the augmented and the fourth and the suspended and the sixth. And all of it's just adding more different types of flavor. The third type of chord that is very important, we call it the dominant chord, which is basically a chord that is very... is not easy. He wants to move and go to another chord. You cannot just stop on it. Although in blues we do stop on it. But in general, it needs to move on. So chords is a very, very vast. And we really need to talk about a lot of music theory and to explain the constructions of chords and their function and how they work. And the sequence of one chord to another. But this is not the place to do that. I'm trying to simplify things for everyone. So again, we have chords. You play any three notes that gives you a certain happy sound or sad sound. How does that work and helps you in composing a melody? As I said, some composers prefer to try and play a melody along with chords that are already there. That's what made actually the guitar so popular, because it's very, very easy to play some easy open chords on the guitar. If you're a guitar player already, you know that you can play an E major chord, right? It's called major because it's a happy chord, or an E minor chord with just two fingers, and you strum a chord, and you have two chords with just two or three fingers put on the guitar, and that's fantastic. And you can sing a melody on. And a lot of songs are just about two chords or three chords. And you can sing a lot of songs using those three chords. So you maybe in the beginning, you'd learn the E major chord, you may learn your A major and your D major or the G. So these are very easy open chords that everybody can play. And that's what made the guitar so popular. You just pick it up and within a month you can play those chords. And you can, if you have a good voice and you like to sing, here you go. You are a whole band all by yourself singing the melody and accompanying yourself with the guitar, which playing those chords. And of course, the minute you learn how to play bar chords, then the whole thing is open up for you because you have all kinds of different chords that you can play. So, but that's what it is. So now let's see what and how can we use this. If you played a chord just by itself and you start singing melody on top of it, that's not going to take you too far because it's going to be boring. This chord needs to move to another chord. So, okay, so which other chord do you go to? Well, again, this is music theory. It's going to tell you what are the possibilities and where does it go and what is it, and all that. So the point is that the melody you're going to write and you're going to sing along with this chord has to match the chord. Because if you move to another chord, then this other chord may not match your melody. So which chord do I choose? Good question. You have two choices. Either you go and study all what it needs to take to understand how to create chord sequences and which chord goes to which chord and what are the possibilities. You can do that, and I encourage you strongly to do that. Or use a software that will give you easy suggestions of which chord can go after that particular chord. And then without knowing anything about music theory, you can still, using your ear, okay, that sounds good. You can try it and sounds, which one sounds perfect. Well, they will have names, so who cares about their names, right? As long as they sound good to you. Or you just find some on the web right now. You can find some sequences, some progressions of chords that are already set. Or take any song that you like and figure out. Again, you don't have to figure it out with your ears anymore, but you can find out what are the chords of that song. And you said, oh, can I use the chords of another song? Isn't that stealing? Nope. That's a big news for you. Melody, if you take the melody, yes, that's not right. You cannot do that. There's copyright. But chord sequences are not copyrighted. You can take any chord sequence you like. So you don't have to study theory to figure it out. Somebody already did it, figured it out, wrote a song, and you just take those chords. Wow, isn't this great? Well, everybody's doing that. So you just take those chords, the chord sequence we're talking about, and use it for your own. And there are some of them, some websites will tell you, okay, we have tons of different most popular chords. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You can have only three chords in your song. You can have four, okay? More than that, it doesn't mean that it's better. It's more sophisticated or interesting. So you will find out that a lot of very popular songs are very simple and the chord progression is very simple. So once you get to find out a good chord progression, which way you decided you're going to do that, whether you're going to study it, understand the functionality of each chord, and give you much, much more freedom in the future to actually experiment and create. Well, all chord sequences have been done, so you're not really creating anything new there. Just stumble upon, let's say, a sequence that you like, okay? And there's also, with the chords sequence, there's how do you play it rhythmically? How do you move rhythmically between those chords? That makes it unique to you. Because sometimes you will hear a song which is just basic chords, one after the other, and you're suddenly reminds you of a song because they use that as an intro. So every time you're going to hear that, you're not going to be able to use it because it implies a certain melody doing that. So if you play those chords in a rhythmic pattern, okay, you are implying a certain melody, and melodies are protected. Chords are not. So you can still take those chords, but don't play them the same rhythmic pattern. Change the tempo, change the rhythm pattern, and maybe change the sequence a little bit if you want, because they still work together because it's been done before in a song. So that's another idea for you to figure it out. So I won't suggest for you, unless you really want to be a full-time musician and do that as a career, of course, you've got to go and study it. There's no other choice. Go to university, study your music. They'll understand everything you need about it in theory. Plus, you will feel much better when you're looking at a certain chord. You don't feel, oh, it's just there because it's there. We don't understand why. You will understand exactly what is it doing there and what you can change there to make it even better, right? So now, how does it imply with our melody that we invented? Well, the melody is a few notes. So, and sometimes those notes inside the melody, if they are the same notes that are used in the chord, guess what? It's going to work. So those chords need to have similar notes, and we call them chord tone. So the melody, if it has a lot of chord tones, it's fine. It will function and it was good. So you can still use your ear and figure out what kind of chords will work. Or if you work the other way, which is kind of a little bit limiting, as I said before, if you take a sequence and then you try to compose a melody on it, sometimes the chord sequence dictate a certain type of melody. And most probably, very often, you'll fall on someone's melody that has been done before because you're using the same sequence. That's why I don't like to use the chords at the beginning, because it first it limits you, and then there's so many ways of singing a melody on a certain sequence of chords that has been done before. But hey, isn't it all chord sequences there? That means all melodies has been done before? Well, kind of. But your job is to find the combination of speed, tempo, rhythm, okay, and melody that will make it unique. So that's why it's not easy to come up with new songs or new melodies that are unique, never heard before, and special. So, but it doesn't stop us trying and enjoying the process of writing music, right? So this episode, we talked about a little bit about that, those chords, but as you can see, it's a very deep conversation, and it takes a lot of knowledge in a lot of situations. But there's always solutions these days for everything, that if you don't want to complicate your life. So without complicating your life, as an exercise, take a sequence of chords that you like and try to write your own melody on it. Again, use GarageBand to help you do that. And you'll find in GarageBand, there's some instruments. I think the orchestral, symphonic, there was chords already done there that you can play them with your finger. So you have a sequence of chords and just use your ear, see which sounds better to you. And go this route and see if that is better in this case. But I still prefer that you write the melody first and then try to find chords that match this melody, which is a little bit more complicated because you need a little bit more experience and a little bit more knowledge in terms of theory to figure out what kind of chords. And you can use many of them. As I said in the beginning, we have a major, which are happy, and minor, which is a little bit sad. You can actually substitute one for the other, and you can transform that melody from being a happy melody to a very sad one just because you put a minor chord in as a harmony for that melody. And some sequence, as I said, also it suggests a certain type of melody, so you cannot escape it. So a lot of experimentation there, a lot of fun to be had. So have fun with this, and I hope you've learned something today, and take care and see you next time. Bye-bye.